Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 302 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still talking about ectoplasm. Yesterday we talked about the hilarious hijinks of the psychic master of ectoplasm, who is, in essence, able to pull prehensile strands of chewed gum out of his face and float them around and try to be spooky with them, or, if he's extremely unwise, give those strands firearms and let him go to town. Today we're discussing another psionic ability, ectoplasmic disguise. This is another application of ectoplasm, a separate psychic power that allows you to, once again, exude gummy ectoplasm from your pores, but in this case, shape it into a flawless disguise. You know, it's like how when you were a kid, if you would ever get served mashed potatoes, you'd be like, I know what I'll do. I'll put these mashed potatoes on my face and mold them, and I'll become the perfect image of the Batman. And it worked. It's like that. Quote, "This is an enhanced control over ectoplasm that gives the psychic the ability to cover and disguise his physical features. Ectoplasm is created as normal, with the mysterious pseudo-substance rising from the pores of the skin. Instead of forming wispy tentacles, the ectoplasm covers the face. As it solidifies, it becomes a sort of putty-like material that can be mentally shaped and molded by the psychic." It goes on to say that if you look at an image of someone while you're doing this, then it'll automatically take on the features of the person. So you're not left to just sort of like poke this putty on your face blind until it, you know, looks like Batman or your girlfriend or whatever you're going for. It isn't just your face. It says here that not only does it give you a mask, but it can also change the shape and bulk of your body. Quote, adding a pot belly, muscles, a tail or extra eye, etc. Your chance of successfully disguising yourself using an ectoplasmic disguise is 50% plus 3% per level, which normally I give powers a hard time for giving you about a 50% chance to succeed. But in this case, I think it is eminently fair and extremely generous. It's putty. I mean, it's a goopy substance that has been manually shaped into the shape of someone else's face, just sitting there on your face. You're not going to look like a human being. You're going to look like one of the puppets from the famous Genesis music video Land of Confusion. I'm sorry, it's just science. And the power acknowledges this too. Quote, "An ectoplasmic disguise is especially effective from a distance, but does not hold up against close scrutiny. The ectoplasm always has a bit of a dull and pasty appearance, regardless of skin color. If punched, cut, scraped, etc., the ectoplasmic covering will tear away and, in a matter of seconds, noticeably reform to cover the tear slash damage." So not only is this just goop, not only is it fistfuls of goop applied to your face and pressed into the shape of someone else's face, it is also dull and pasty. Also note that it covers only your face and, like, gross changes to your bodily shape. There's no indication here, really, that it can change your clothes or anything like that. And if the skin is touched or whatever, then it kind of mushes around and then, like, reforms back into shape in a creepy way. And you gotta constantly keep it in place. It takes constant mental effort to keep this goop where it is. You half your attacks per melee, you take all kinds of penalties, you perform all skills at half, including, presumably, the impersonation skill. Because it's hard to do somebody else's voice when you have to constantly exert willpower to keep your face from falling off. And best of all, let's say that your back's really to the wall, right? You tried to take this disguise thing a little too far. Now either you've got to run, or you've got to perform some skill like impersonation, for example. Or, you know, you're pretending to be Ariana Grande and now somebody wants you to sing. So now if you want this unearned adulation to continue, you got to make good. So you got to make your sing skill check. Anytime you have to take concentration away from the disguise, quote, "the character must relinquish some his control over the disguise with notable results, like features obviously shifting, drooping, or even melting." Your putty face will melt if you lose focus, or if you try to perform any skill at more than half proficiency, or if you take more than half of your actions per melee. And even when you're concentrating fully, it is basically a big white pasty glob of goop on your face in the shape of a person. This is a terrible disguise plan. This is not what ectoplasm is for. It's for putting out candles, it's for fucking with house cats, and it's for making illusions of dead grandpas. Honestly, if you wanted to impersonate somebody's grandpa, you'd be a lot better off with the marshmallow ghost puppet form, because at least, like, I don't know what a ghost of my grandpa would look like. I'm willing to accept, like, oh, I expected you to be intangible, but you're kind of, like, puffy? goopy, but fine. Like, I have preconceived notions, but I have no evidence about what a ghost is like. If you come up to me pretending to be my living grandpa, and your face is the color and consistency of raw oysters, I know that's not grandpa. And I'm going to be confirmed in this knowledge when I'm like, oh yeah, well then tell me about the old days working at the radio station. And you try to make your impersonation roll and your nose falls off. Please don't get me wrong. I love this power. I am so happy about it because this is what I'm used to. This is what I've been missing in the psionics section. After all that talk about superpowers, after this whole book, you know, all I'm looking for is something relatable, something I can get my teeth into. I didn't quite understand what psionics were about during the healing section. It felt like a character from another game that I didn't recognize. But now that we've firmly established that psychics can be characters with goofy comic booky powers that don't really work right, and so they're bound to continually fuck things up and make situations worse, now I'm like, ah, I'm home. This is Heroes Unlimited. This is the game that I fell in love with. Incidentally, for those of you following MDC trivia, the technically dumbest thing on this page is the melting face, which is why I consider this to be an acceptable pick for page 302, even though there's only like one paragraph of this power on this page. It's the paragraph with the melting face. The most important paragraph, I think you'll agree. Join me tomorrow as we discuss the dubious survival skills of the Heroes Unlimited psionic character on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is MegaDumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.